Are we on?
And welcome to Take Two Radio. I'm Pam, your host, and with me today as my co-host is David. Hello, David.
Hi, Pam. How are you?
Just doing great. Nice and hot here in Chicago for a change, so.
Same here. We're not as hot as you are right now, but we're getting there.
Well, as long as it's not raining, the sun's out, or it's not snowing, even better yet. But let's find out where our guest is, what kind of weather he's having. Our special guest today is a Daytime Emmy Award winner for Outstanding Younger Actor and was also nominated for the same award the previous year. And he portrayed Tony Santos on Guiding Light. We are also overjoyed to have him back as Griffin Castillo on All My Children. Welcome, Jordy.
Hey now.
Hey, guys. How are
you? How are you? How's the weather?
I'm good.
Who's got a seat?
Well, actually, I'm down in Florida right now with my baby and my beautiful wife.
Aww.
And she's had her first thunderstorms. So, you know, it's really, it's nice. I mean, it's starting to get a little muggy.
Yeah.
Down here. Not too bad, though. I mean, we've had a couple of nice days. I forgot what it's like living on the East Coast. You know, LA. Yeah. LA was a great, you know, the one thing you cannot complain about living in LA is the weather.
Exactly.
Complain about everything else except the weather. We're truly spoiled over there with the weather. But being over here, I get to jump in the ocean, which is a different thing. I don't really like the Pacific so much. I prefer the Atlantic. I like being able to see my feet in the water.
Oh, is that the difference I was going to ask you?
Yeah, it's a big difference. Big difference. The water over there is cold, and the Pacific seems very just humongous, very intimidating. You know, the Atlantic and the Caribbean, it's just it's nice. It's beautiful, you know, blue ocean, and it's different vibe. But,
wow.
Hey, listen. Whichever, wherever I can work and whichever is my home, I make the most of it. So.
That's right. That's right.
That's true.
Home
and
is where
Chicago
your heart is.
Chicago, I hear, is really nice during the summer. I love Chicago. Let me tell you something. That's like a great city. It's got a lot of history. Its food is amazing. And I want to get over there this summer. I want to see if maybe I take a trip out there with my family.
That would be
wonderful.
Because
I hear that's the best time to be out there is during the summer.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because we only have two seasons here, so you want to hit either construction.
Right.
We have construction in summer, so you definitely want to hit summer. And
what was the other one?
We have two seasons, construction and summer.
why construction?
Oh, because it's all that goes on around here. Construction's
really?
Constantly doing the roads and stuff like that. Or I think they say construction in winter is what it is. Those are the two seasons, because summer is construction time.
Mm.
So if you come here, you should probably do a lot of the cab and bus and L trains walking.
Well, is it like, is it like traveling in New York? I don't know. I mean, I love New York. Unfortunately, the summers in New York are not my favorite because I like being in the city.
Well, it's not as hectic and as crazy as New York. I can finally say that because I went there a couple years ago and I thought I was going to pull my hair out being in taxi rides. But, you know, it's not that bad. It's a little bit more laid back, but I'm sure it's busier than other, you know, cities.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I just dread being on the subway system in New York. Although when I'm in Connecticut, I do travel into the city quite a lot. So
mm-hmm.
if I do, you know, go back this summer. I'll probably end up being in New York most of my free time because, you know, where we're located, where they keep us is like a hotel, and, you know, there's not a lot around us, although the train's right there, and it's like 45 minutes to pop into the city, so I love that.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Mm-hmm. It's the difference with New York, though, and Chicago as far as subways. We don't have subways. Mm-hmm. We have L trains, and they're, you know, they ride on top of the ground. So
okay.
You can see
right.
things that when you're going by.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Cool.
In my town, right now, you could probably walk the entire town if you had enough time on your hands. That's how small we are here.
What town is that, David?
It's, we're west of Schenectady. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Yeah, I've heard of Schenectady.
So we're west of there.
Uh-huh.
And, it's
in a small town, and it's a little
yeah.
small town. Do you have
yeah.
a Starbucks?
So blink and you miss it, so that's basically.
Do you guys have a Starbucks?
No.
Oh my gosh.
So it's really small. See, that's,
yeah.
That's the quintessential. That's how you really know how small a place is. If they don't have a Starbucks, then you know it's like, that's a small town.
Right.
That's, at least that's my barometer for telling how small the
yep.
town is.
Yeah.
I've been in small towns, but I like the bigger cities or the towns,
yeah.
you know. I'm not right in Chicago. I'm in a suburb of Chicago about 15
sure.
minutes away, so that's nice,
sure.
you know.
Nice. Yeah.
So, yeah, come up here and visit. You'll enjoy it. I would say don't come in August because it's probably the most humid time and probably
right.
the hottest time. But it's never as humid as it was when I was in Florida that one time.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you. Like, we've had a couple nice days here, but, like, today, well, Riley, our daughter, had her first thunderstorm experience today, which was kind of nice, like a daytime thunderstorm where it gets, like, really,
mm-hmm.
really dark outside. And then there's, like, one huge bolt of lightning and then just immense downpour. But
how old is she?
It's beautiful. I mean, they have their own little charm for, like, the first couple of days, and then you're over it by, like, I'd say June 30th when it rains every other day.
Right.
You know?
But it is beautiful down there. I don't blame you.
Yeah.
So how does it feel to be back at your other home, all my children?
It's great. It's great. I mean, the premiere was, I didn't go to the premiere. I've been working here and over there. So I've been doing two gigs. I'm doing a TV show called The Glades, which is on A&E, and I'm doing a recurring role on that. And it's really been great because I'm able to be close to my family. And it's, you know, we'll see. You know, all my children seem to be understanding and stuff like that. So we're working on our schedules. But I wasn't able to make it for the premiere. I saw it yesterday actually by myself on my computer, which I thought was
uh-huh.
quite what it's, I think a lot of people are going to be doing, especially my generation.
Right.
I think they're doing a great job. I think starting out, it's like, you know, it's 42 years of story, and I've had the privilege of working there. I had the privilege of working, you know, less than a year on it, but once I got there, it was just like I fell in love with the people working behind and in front of the camera. So it's a great place to work and a great place to call, you know, my second family.
Right, right.
So we'll see. I mean, I've read a little bit today. I've been so busy with social media. I've never been this busy with social media in my life. And I'm reaching out to everyone and anybody to help us out with our Perfect Day fundraiser, you know, our crowdfunding.
You're right.
Fundraiser.
Yeah,
and,
I try to tweet that out as much as possible, and I have it on
really
my website.
I really appreciate that. Thank you. I've really gotten to know a lot of people intimately. I mean, it's been super consuming. But, you know, I have 5,000 friends on my Facebook account. I don't have, like, a likes page. You know, somebody invented a likes page for me. I didn't invent that. I never had anything to do with that likes page. So I've just had my Facebook page. And I've been thinking, well, you know, I should go to have a likes page and I should have my own. But I'm like, I don't know. For some reason, it just seems like time-consuming and kind of tedious. So I'm like, I'm just going to keep it like this until whenever. But I've been reaching out to everybody on my Facebook, and it's crazy. I've gotten a lot of feedback from the shows. I've gotten a lot of feedback on what we're doing with autism and how great it is. I can't even begin to tell you how many of my Facebook friends have kids with autism or somebody in their family with
mm-hmm.
autism, and how much it means to them that we're doing
yeah.
something like that.
Yeah.
So I am so grateful that it's actually speaking to a lot of people, and that's what I want the show to do. And, you know, the fact that, you know, who knows? I mean, today even somebody said to me on my Facebook, or maybe it was my Twitter, I'm pretty sure it was my Facebook, they said, this is such a great thing. And I think all my children actually addressed it before, if I'm not mistaken. They addressed the, you know, a character with autism. But
I think that wasn't that Jack's daughter, David?
Lily, right? Lily.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
The autistic.
Yeah.
But, you know, if they even wanted to do it again, what a great thing. And also, I have to mention, before I forget, I have to take off my hat to Prospect Park and give them immense props. They tweeted my company's and Jeff's and John's company, Payos Revolution, and said how thankful they were to us for helping them in getting the word out about, you know, all my children and,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, just helping them. And, you know, listen, at the end of the day, and I say this with all sincerity, if it wasn't for the fans, if it wasn't for social media and what's been kind of evolving over the last, oh my God, my wife is watching all my children on Hulu on our TV right now.
Yes.
I can hear it in the background. Yeah, I can hear the song in the background. Babe, are you watching all my children? I knew it.
Tell her thank you.
And I scared Riley. She, my daughter just started crying because she heard my voice. But you hear her?
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go. That's what Daddy did. Good job, Dad. There you go. Where was I? Oh, yeah. So the fans really, really did just they're the reason that this show's back on the air, because these people from Prospect Park knew that, well, since it's, she's just not letting go. She's just not stopping crying right now. If the fans, if they didn't see that the fans had responded in the way that they did, these shows wouldn't be on the air. So who knows? I mean, I had somebody talk to me, because I still have, surprisingly, Guiding Light fans out there who are like, man, we want to bring Guiding Light back. I was like, go for it. Start a petition. Start a group and just bring it back. And who knows? Who knows what can happen?
Right,
so,
right. Well, once they see how successful All My Children and One Life to Live are going to be, and have already started to be by being like the number one watch show on Hulu. And I think the last I saw was number three, I think, on iTunes.
I heard that says a lot. Huge.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah, it's very big.
Yeah, so listen, these guys took, you know, with no risk, no reward, right? So these guys really kind of put everything on the line and said, we're going to go for it. And I take my hat. I mean, listen, everybody's going to like say, oh, well, you know, it's not what we want it to be, and it's not how it used to be. And it's like, listen, I get it, I understand, but these people did it in the best that they could. You know, it's hard. They don't have a network behind them. They don't have that kind of, and the tables have turned, and the networks were like, we're not going to do this anymore. And these people,
right.
Prospect Park, the online network said, we're going to do this. And I take my hat off to all of them over there.
Well, you'll never hear a complaint from me. I'm just happy they're back, and I don't care if I had to watch them on a 2x2 screen. I'm going to watch them. it just brought so many tears to my eyes and so many emotions when I watched that first episode. I just, oh my gosh.
That's great.
Same here.
That's great.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
A bunch of us stayed up late to watch the first episode.
The first episode come out?
It was,
supposed to be
5 a.m. Eastern, but they ended up putting it up early. So I believe it was 2:30 Central, 3:30 Eastern. It went up.
Oh,
I caught it about 5:45 in the morning. So I had to bend.
True fan.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, there was a bunch of us tweeting about it, and, you know, once one of us saw that it was up early, that was it. We were off and running.
That's great. Wow.
You know, it helps, you know, of course there's new characters, of course there's recasts, but a lot of the core characters that we loved for so many years, or even newer ones like you, you know, you're back there, and that helps because to me it's like when they redid Dallas. You know, if you didn't have those core characters, I don't know how successful it would have been with just new characters.
You know, it's interesting because they're going to bring back the way that, listen, and I mean, I don't have all the facts in front of me, but what I think, what my instincts are telling me, the way that they're going to do this is that we're having 5-week turnarounds. So who knows if, for instance, Susan wants to come and do something and she's off and she said, yeah, I'll come on for a little bit. You know, it'll be great. And you know, if they want to see Susan again, they could pop off and they could go to Hulu and see her again. You know, so it's really accessible. You know, the show and the characters are really accessible. And, you know, I really hope and I believe that they'll give us stories that'll make it people want to keep watching and watching and watching.
Right.
So it's a brave new world. It's crazy. I have Netflix and I'm really into this show right now called House of Cards. And for me, I can watch it and pause it and go, you know, and go change my baby in her changing room and watch it on my iPad and then go back and watch it. You know what I mean? So there's all this accessibility.
Right.
I mean, that's what the 21st century is really turning into. It has its downfalls as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's like this whole, I remember my uncle telling me that everything's so instant now. Instant gratification. You know, kids are given this, like, boom. It's like, they're given this, they're given that. And I get it. I do. I think, you know, there's going to have to be an even keel in a certain respect. But, you know, it's just the way things are going, faster, better, bigger, you know?
Right. And, it's funny because I think about it sometimes when I put something in the microwave for 2 minutes, and I'm thinking, God, this is taking forever. But think about when you didn't have that microwave, you know?
Yeah, think about when you had to take 2 sticks and, you know, put them together and start a fire.
Right.
How about that, Pam? I mean, those are different times. You know, even like
so spoiled.
even like we were talking today to a neighbor and saying, you know, when my mom had us, you know, she didn't even... I don't even know. She didn't really have an epidural. I think that was something that was new, or maybe it was kind of like she didn't want it. But people didn't have epidurals back in the day.
No, they didn't. And I can tell you that I have 4 children.
The first three,
I did not have an epidural because it was pounded in our head in the Lamaze class and by our doctors that it's dangerous. Don't have it. You got to have natural childbirth. That's all there is to it.
Right.
By the time I got to my 4th child, I had the epidural.
Yeah, right, exactly. And my wife and I kind of toyed with the idea of not having an epidural, she did.
Yeah.
because my say was really kind of small at that point. But she was like, she kind of toyed with it for a second. She's like, no, we're going to do the epidural. So the minute we can, I mean, we might as well have worn shirts saying epidural across our chests because there's no way that we weren't going to go through that with some form of anesthesia. But it's just different times. And, you know, like I said, I have this kind of vision that people, you know, the older generation, even my mother doesn't even really know how to use a computer or what have you, but, you know, maybe this will make bonding between the older generation and the younger generation, maybe the younger generation will say, hey, grandma, grandpa, or mom, dad, let me show you. This is where you go on your computer. So they show them, and then they watch it, and they're like, oh, okay. And then maybe that creates something.
And but, what's nice about it, too, is they can hook up the computer to the TV if they need to watch it on a bigger screen, because older people do have vision problems. So.
Right. There's tons of ways. I mean, you know, you can get a TV. Well, it's funny. I had a neighbor of mine. His name's David. In L.A., he wrote me and was and he's like, God, he must be approaching 90. And he was telling me how upset he was that he couldn't watch all my children because his TV wasn't connected. And I think he thinks, so I wrote him an email kind of explaining it to him. And he's like, oh, I can watch it through my computer. I don't need an internet-ready TV. So, you know, we'll see. He said, you know, he wrote me an email yesterday saying, well, you only came out for 2 minutes, so I don't think I'm going to watch it. So he's very sweet. Yeah, he's a very sweet, sweet guy. Big fan. But, let's see. It's exciting. I think, and it's exciting, and, you know, I came out for two, and people are going to have storylines that are going to be different, I think. Some people are going to have big storylines, you know, in 1 5-week cycle. I think other people are going to have bigger storylines, and I think that's an interesting take as well, you know.
Right.
It's a 22 minute show when it comes down to it.
About
23.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's like there's, you know, you and before it was, I think it was like 38 minutes. I think when you broke down the commercials and everything.
Yeah, that's not a lot of difference. So we're pretty much getting what we had before.
Right. So let's see what they do. I think people should hang in there, enjoy it, take it for what it is now, and see, you know, where this goes.
Well, I haven't heard any complaints. I mean, I've seen a couple people tweet that some other people were talking about the language, but to me, it's not a big issue because you guys are not walking around dropping F-bombs every other sentence, you know?
Right. And it's funny because as actors, we kind of, when we're on set, they're pretty cool about us using explicit language. And, you know, we try to drop the F-bombs, but they're like, you know, we're not going to do that just yet. We're going to see what happens. But, you know, actors like to get excited and kind of, if we're given a little liberties, we like to see where we can go with that. But I think right now they're keeping it kind of with the, you know, the kind of
PG.
junior high language.
Yeah.
And we'll see. We'll see. I don't think they want to get too edgy. I mean, AJ's guitar riffing yesterday was quite amusing. And Lindsay's scene, I remember reading that in the first script and being like, whoa.
Yeah.
Her makeup scene, her love scene with David, I mean, it was, like, intense.
Yeah.
But
yeah, to say the least.
Reacted. Huh?
To say the least, that was pretty intense, yeah.
It's intense, right?
Yeah.
So, but they, you know, they listen to us. They listen to the actors. We have our... you know, our reservations about certain things, what we're willing to do. And they say, okay. And, you know, they work with us. So.
Well, you know what? I don't think that David and Lindsay's, or Vincent and Lindsay's scene was that outrageous or anything.
It was outrageously written.
Yeah,
I
read it.
You had
one of the kids
walking around naked, you know, with just a towel on him. So to me, that was more.
Yes, I agree. I agree.
I mean, it wasn't too explicative. I mean,
no.
No.
Yeah.
But...
yeah. I remember reading it and then, you know, kind of teasing Lindsay saying, did you read what's going on here? She's like, shut up. She just didn't want to hear it, you know. So it's fun. It's cool. Listen, everybody's, you know, and it's good. Like, even the new cast, I think, in watching the first show, I was proud. I thought the new actors seemed good. They seemed comfortable. They seemed very, you know, doing their work. And I think it's going to be easy for people to watch. You know, I think I'm super excited. You know, I'm really, you know, I'm still kind of, I don't know if you guys know, but do you know how they're going to do it? Like, if it's 5 weeks on, 5 weeks off, they're going to not have, there's going to be a time when it's dark, right? When they're not showing the shows consecutively, right? Or do you guys not know that either?
I have no idea.
I haven't heard that. I just heard something like One Life is off while you're taping, and
right.
We're off while One Life is taping, but I don't know, you know, the logistics any further than that.
Yeah, I don't know either. We'll see.
Well, it's nice that they're going to do the interactive chats on Fridays, too, with the fans.
Oh, are they?
David signed up for it.
Yeah, I signed up
for you. And do they have, like, different actors doing that?
David, you know more about it. You tell him.
I believe it's either through Twitter and Skype.
There you go. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, we're going to have that with myself as well on our Indiegogo page. We're hopefully going to do a Skype. I mean, we're charging money for it. It's not free because we want to, you know, get this crowdfunding project off the ground, and it's for a great cause on our Indiegogo page. And we're going to have some new video coming, I think, next week on the page. And, you know, I think I'm super psyched about it. I think it's just going to be, it's going to be huge. And who knows, maybe it'll even be on Hulu. That's
that
a
would be awesome.
That would
yeah.
be awesome. Yes.
For our listeners, let's just tell them, you go to Indiegogo.com and look up Perfect Day, webisode pilot, soap actor with fan autism. I would imagine if you probably just put Perfect Day, it would probably pull it off.
Exactly.
I should try that
exactly.
while I'm on there.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to that because you did mention people personally know somebody or have somebody in their family, and my youngest son has a form of autism. It's pervasive developmental disorder. So,
your youngest son does.
Yeah. So I try to always participate in donating or promoting things like that. And David works with people with autism, so we both have donated.
Yeah, I do. It's very close to my heart, Jordy. So, it's my day job.
If you guys donate $1.50, we're really appreciative. We think it's going to be... I don't know. I think this thing can just, I really believe in this project. I think it can do wonders for, you know, a place like Jacob's Ladder, which is such
mm-hmm.
a great institution and what they do, really working and you know, therapeutically with kids and really believing that the brain can change itself and really just, you know, everyone I've met knows someone that has autism. And
right. It
shouldn't be something that's shunned. It shouldn't be something that's not talked about. It should be talked about, and it should be, you know, just like anything else.
Right.
You know,
more research needs to be done in new therapies, new medications, whatever it takes.
Mm-hmm.
These kids need it. Now, I also know this guy, Michael, for Terrorizing Records. He co-hosts mm-hmm. with me once in a while on my music show. And he's got a huge project going where he's been across the United States last year and going again this year. And he's filming a documentary about how music therapy helps kids with autism, adults with post-traumatic stress syndrome and stuff like that. So I'll mention to him, too, because I just thought about it now.
Oh, yeah, set up
an
introduction.
About this.
I'd love to talk to him and you know. Get to know what his take on it is. I mean, listen, I think music is, I love music. I mean, I have very eclectic taste. I like everything from music scores to hip-hop, even a little,
mm-hmm.
my wife is huge into country, she introduced me to Christian music, which I love. It's the Christian radio station is constantly playing in our car, and she's just like always listening to it. So she introduced me to that, and I know what music can do for people. I mean,
right. You listen to it no matter what mood you're in, to change your mood or to enhance your mood, you know?
Right. It really enhances, it really changes. And, you know, what's interesting is I know that Prospect Park, I know Jeff Quantinitz was huge, he's actually Ice Cube's manager. And he's really, really, I mean, that's where his background comes from, his music. And I know that they're going to do a huge push in terms of incorporating music into All My Children. So that's going to be really exciting as well. We have a bunch of cast members who are very musically adept and inclined and have, you know, can sing and play instruments. So I think that's going to be a big deal as well.
Right.
Which, you know, I would imagine the audience would take to. I don't really know a lot of people who don't like music, so let's see.
I know. I can't think of one single person that doesn't listen to some type of music, and I'm pretty much like you. I'll listen to just about everything.
Yeah.
There's, you know, a few things I'm not crazy about, but the majority of it I do love, and I support indie music, and that's why I have my music show, which is a separate show from this. And I
what's the name
I
of that
play,
show?
Take Two Radio Music.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
I like to keep it under the Take Two umbrella. And I play all types of indie music as well as interview the artists to get them, you know, some promotion for them, their bands.
That's great.
And gigs.
And I would imagine that, you know, our perfect day is going to start out. We're really going to start by highlighting the daytime audience and their stars. I mean, because these are the people, hopefully, that are going to support us. We're getting a lot of support right now, and we really think that this is going to be a success in our crowdfunding in Indiegogo. So we're going to start there. But after, you know, after this, we're going to take off, and we're going to do athletes, we're going to do musicians, and because everyone that I know that has some kind of celebrity status, what have you, they have charities. And rightly so. I mean, you know, say what you want. You're not a role model. You are a role model. But what you can do is do something and change. You have that kind of availability to make a change. So
right.
A lot of these people, they're really involved with charities, and that's something that I really want to highlight with everybody. You know, and I think incorporating a fan into that is just, it's a win-win. It's
right,
really,
exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
And I have to thank you and people like you that are able to do things like this and to give back to society and to fans.
We can't do it without the fan support, number one. And I'm pretty sure we're going to be able to do it. I'm already seeing the numbers, and I think we're going to get there. And I've told everyone, I've responded to everyone saying that, you know, first of all, thank you so much for taking the time, and whatever donation it is, if it's a penny, I appreciate it. But taking the time and effort to do it and believing in me and believing in this project, you know, I've gone behind certain things before that, you know, I really didn't have my heart completely in, or I got into it for the wrong reasons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this I'm completely convinced this is going to work. I'm completely convinced that it's going to say something about society, and it's going to be something that'll inspire people at the end of the day. That's it. At the end of the day, you know, that's what we want. So if we watch something, I don't think I don't know. Sometimes, you know, I'll get in my head if I'm watching something that I know I shouldn't be watching, that's just like not doing anything for me. And I'm just like, really? Well, what did I just waste half an hour for watching this?
True. Yeah.
You know, what am I doing? Come on. I could be doing something different.
Yeah.
So we'll see, you know. And
a lot of times you can't sit back and let other people do things that you've thought about. You know, if you really truly believe in doing something, then you should go ahead and start it.
Well, yeah, and that exactly, Pam, and that brings me to this point of what is going on with crowdfunding. There has been incredible stories right now happening in crowdfunding. I don't know, do you know who Kristen Bell is?
Kristen Bell, yes.
Yes,
yeah.
she had a show called Veronica Mars. I worked with Kristen Bell, I did a short film with her, and her and the creator had this idea of making a Veronica Mars movie.
Mm-hmm.
So she started her own Kickstarter, and she raised like $4 million to do her movie. She didn't rely on a studio. She didn't rely on private funds or investors. She relied on the fans and people who were willing to kind of purchase whatever she had on her page. Zach Braff just did it a week ago, and he raised $2 million doing it. And these are movie stars who have huge fan bases. So
yeah, and
Kristen
did hers in like 24 hours or something like that.
Crazy,
I mean, and got
crazy,
over
crazy,
in the above.
Crazy,
mm-hmm.
crazy, crazy. So now it's like I think it's actually making, you know, studios, networks, and whoever kind of shaking in their boots a little bit saying,
of course.
Wait a minute. Not only do these people have the internet, which I could buy a home, I could buy a page and just direct all my traffic over there and say, hey, check out this YouTube video and then go visit the site. Not only do I have that, but I have accessibility to funds and to raising
mm-hmm.
funds. So if someone's contacting me on Facebook saying, I want to bring Guiding Light back. Well, if that's your dream and that's what you want, start a petition, start a Facebook group, and start a Indiegogo fundraiser and see if you can do it.
Right.
I'm all for that.
Right. I am too. I'm so happy to see so many of them out there for such good reasons, and then I get sad once in a while when some of them fall through because, you know.
Yeah. Well, listen, it is what, and that's why I'm contacting everybody and their mothers so that ours doesn't fail. You know, I'm really determined to make this thing a success, and I think, you know, everybody in our camp, you know, I have great people around me. It's also a big thing that I've learned being in this business, and I think it's true for any business. You have to have people around you that are going to be straight up with you, you know, call it as it is, and help you along the way and help you grow. And I have that in my partners in Payless Revolution. These people are really passionate. They understand. First off, they understand my craft and what I do. They also understand what it takes to kind of put yourself out there. They understand
mm-hmm.
fans and the genre. So that's very important to me. And it's really funny because we've had this idea for years. But it's just so happened, and I find it very serendipitous that it happens when All My Children is launching and Autism Awareness Month is April, and that's when we launched.
Right.
And we're actually coming on the heels of it now. It's ending today, and hopefully I'll send out a couple. I have quite a list of people that I need to reach on my list, so, you know, we're going to keep, and then we're going to keep going into the month of May and see what happens.
Yeah, and also to our listeners, even if you can't donate, you know, like you said, even a penny helps because those pennies add up. If you think about the times you see them walking on the, you know, walking down the street, you see a penny. If you pick them all up, you'd have quite a bit of money after quite a few years. But
mm-hmm.
this way, even if you can't do that, at least help promote it to,
you know,
people that can donate. For as little as $5, you get a thank you and an autism bracelet. And that $5 is going to mean the world to somebody that has autism and to their families.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's going to be very intimate. It's going to be a very intimate perspective. You know, from what I hear, Jane is a hell of a mother. And she really, she was a huge, from what Jess told me, she was a huge fan of mine from Guiding Light. And, you know, it should be, I'm excited. I'm excited to meet her and her son and her family and just see what happens, you know,
mm-hmm.
and really kind of you know, I have a cousin who's autistic as well, and kind of I've seen, you know, what they've gone through, but I've never spent, you know, a day in really kind of with someone and really kind of getting to know what that's like, you know.
Right.
So.
Well, I'll invite you here for a day, and you'll go out of the house pulling your hair.
Yeah? Is he there right now?
No, he's actually outside.
How old is he?
He's 16. He'll be 17 in, oh, my gosh, when you got four kids, you have to think. June.
June what?
June 24th.
Oh, so he's a Cancer, like my brother. That's funny. Yeah. And my wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. So did
and
you,
my
did
oldest
you go to school?
One is a Cancer, too. Yeah, he goes to school? Yeah, he's been in special education schools since he was 3 years old, because with having the three previous children,
mm-hmm.
You know what's normal and what's not. And
mm-hmm.
so I kept saying something to my doctor, and this is another thing I'm going to tell people. You know, don't always take your doctor's word on things. If you
mm-hmm.
think something is wrong, you feel that strong about it, keep going until you get somebody to listen to you, because that's what I had to do. And it took me 2.5 years to finally get somebody to listen to me, and I found this program where they would test the children for different areas like that. And he was tested, and that's when I found out part of his problems at that time with his fine motor skills and his speech. He wasn't speaking. He was still almost three and saying, you know, mama, dada, baba kind of thing, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
so after I had him tested, they said, well, your school district is responsible for giving your child an education starting at the age of three because of his problems. So I contacted the school district and, you know, we got everything signed up and put him in at the age of three. And when he got to the next grade level for his age, which would be for age of four, you know, he was doing so many more things that he couldn't do before. And I think to myself, if I would have waited, because my doctor kept saying, wait, give him time. He's just, you know, a little bit slower than other kids. It's not a big deal. You can't always compare your children, blah, blah, blah. If I would have waited, you know, he would have gone into kindergarten still probably saying mama, dada, you know.
Wow.
And I'm just so grateful that I do have the common sense to keep moving forward when I need something done.
Sure. And was the therapies helpful, or is he still
mm-hmm.
doing therapies? Yeah.
He still has therapy, yeah. Yeah, he mm-hmm. still has to see, like, a social worker. And because besides having the pervasive developmental disorder, he has, oh, my gosh, what do they call it when you're up and down?
Oh, bipolar.
Bipolar, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That was just diagnosed recently. So he's on medications, but he also
mm-hmm.
goes to therapy, a lot of therapy. He goes to therapy in school, and he goes to therapy outside of school.
Busy mom.
Yeah,
busy mom.
Yeah, more like busy dad now, but yeah.
Busy dad?
Yeah, because, well, unfortunately, I'm not going to go long into this, but I've become disabled over the last 2 years, so I can't do as much as I used to do. So my husband has taken over a lot of those duties.
Sure. My dad became disabled as well. I get it. I get it. You know,
yep.
I'm learning so much about this and family and, you know, being a new father and a husband and, you know, I know it's the 21st century, but I'm still kind of old school, and I want to,
mm-hmm.
you know, my wife is, you know, working as well, but it's like, I want to be the breadwinner and I want to, you know, provide for my family. And nowadays, it really kind of takes two people, you know, because things are kind of the way that they are.
It takes two people at home, and it takes two people outside the home.
Yeah, especially, you know, in terms of instilling your values and what you want.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
It's a lot. You know, even yesterday, we had my sister-in-law had her teacher here because she homeschools, and she was telling us how important it is to have the baby on the floor, crawling, touching things,
yes.
you know, developing all her skills and, you know, just
yes.
constantly. And I'm like from the morning, you know, like a trainer with her. I'll get her out, put her on all fours, doing belly time, you know, flipping herself over, you know, doing all that stuff.
So, how old is she now?
She's 5 months.
5 months,
and
okay.
And she is insanely adorable. She's,
of course.
She's like,
of course
she's like,
she is.
She's got me wrapped around her pinky toe. I mean, if that's the smallest toe, it's like, it's that easy for her.
Yeah.
You're going to be like that for the next 21 years, but let me...
Oh, are you kidding? It doesn't stop at 21,
forever.
David.
Forever.
Yes,
forever
is correct.
At least.
I'll even post a picture. I'm looking at a picture of her right now online. Maybe I'll post a picture after the interview for the fans to see.
Oh, that'll be nice.
I'll have to ask my wife. Yeah, she looks... Man, she's crazy. She's got big blue eyes. She's very fair. Nothing like me. She's totally got my wife's complexion. She's got the Irish side. Although I will say she does have my expressions. I'm very proud of her. Yeah.
You trained her.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Now, do you speak Spanish or anything like that? Because I know that you're...
Sí, como no. Como
no.
Okay. And
so
I told my parents... that they need to speak Spanish to her,
mm-hmm.
because it's very important. Because, you know, that's another thing. You know, with where we're at. I mean, people.
Yes.
You know, it's becoming kind of a bilingual culture. You know, especially in South Florida. I mean, although my parents live in this area called Key Biscayne, mm-hmm. and when you're there, nobody speaks English. You go to the Winn-Dixie, and they're like, my wife doesn't speak Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll just try to speak English to maybe be ordering, you know, some ham from the deli, and they won't respond to her in English. And she's like, no, I don't speak Spanish. No. Yeah, it's tough.
I know.
It's tough down here. When you're in Miami, it's like South America. It's funny because we live in Fort Lauderdale because her family's from Fort Lauderdale. But my family's in Miami, so... We go back and forth a lot, but it's two different, it's completely two different worlds. It's two different worlds. There's a lot of Bostonians up here, a lot
is
of
there?
Northeasterners, and yeah. So that was, you know, with everything going on in Boston, it was kind of, a lot of people kind of, you know, could relate to it on a heavy level. But yeah, where we're at is, it's quite different from Miami, you know. And you know, it's been kind of an adjustment, you know, because I haven't lived down here in 13 years. I've been, you know, I moved away from my family when I was 18 and started my career. And, you know, so it's been good. This baby has brought us so much, so many gifts, you know, from work to... You know, to all my children coming back, to, you know, just immense amount of happiness. So we're very blessed, very happy.
As long as she's happy and healthy, that's all you can ask for.
Yes, yes,
that's true.
And we're gonna start with solid foods, I think, tonight. So let's see how that goes.
Ooh.
I know.
Well, hopefully it's something she likes and she doesn't spit it back at you.
I was like that. I was a terrible baby. I think my wife's kind of, in the back of her head, she's kind of worried about that because I was like, my parents used to call me Pavarotti because I would cry at the drop of a dime.
Oh,
it was
no.
Like, yeah, I was terrible. Terrible. I always wanted attention. Always
picky
screaming.
Eater at all?
No, terrible eater. And they would keep me there. I would do the weirdest. I would like stick. I don't know. I would stick like chicken bones in the drawers of the bathroom, I think. And I would like put food in my pockets so my parents thought I ate it when they weren't looking. It was weird. And then I'd like wait. You know, they'd be like, "What's that smell coming from Jordy's room?" It'd be like rice and beans coming out of shoes and whatnot. Very, very strange. Yeah. Yeah, I'm an interesting kid. I have quite the imagination. But what's funny is, like, I really, truly, I mean, listen, if I was hungry, wouldn't you think I'd eat? Like, isn't that how it works? If you're hungry, you eat. You're not, don't eat. Eat later. Right. You're not going to die. I'm not going to starve myself. But my parents, like, old school mentality, like, you have to eat.
Oh, yeah.
And it was always very dramatic with me at the dinner table. Always.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Are you very like that now?
No, I'm the opposite. Like, I have a very strict kind of diet regimen. I have, I'm so funny because when, you know, my wife eats whatever she wants. She loves, like, her favorite thing to eat is mashed potatoes, and I really try to stay away from carbs, but my new obsession is this thing called the Nutribullet. And it's, you know what it is? It's incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nuts. So I'm making, like, these Nutriblasts, like, once a day, like, these green drinks, which I love, and my wife just takes a look at it, and she's like, I don't know what you're doing. You're disgusting. You're grossing me out. And I'm like, babe, it's so good for you. It makes you feel... She's like, I don't care. That's wrong. Like, I'm putting, like, kale in there and bananas and, you know, these powders and concoctions, and I'm eating them, and I have, you know... No, I'm an eater. You know, I definitely eat. I'm just, I'm pretty disciplined. I could even be more disciplined,
mm-hmm.
but unless it's like, you know, I read in a storyline, like I got to take my shirt off, or I have,
right.
You know, if I have like a week, I'll usually just turn everything to the max level, and I'll really just diet and, you know, train pretty hard.
What's your exercise regimen?
Well, I try to do yoga 3 times a week, and I lift the other days, and I'm nuts. And I run. You know, anything. I try to work out every day.
Mm-hmm.
But, unfortunately, I might even work out today. You know, we put the baby down around 8:30, and then I'll have some time. But, you know, I try, you know, if I can, once a day, and... Unfortunately, the last couple of days I've been, I got a cold. I think Riley got me sick. My wife, the baby had it, then my wife had it. And I was like so proud of myself. So I was like, these Nutriblasts. You see, babe,
yeah.
That's why I drink this stuff. I'm not going to get sick, you see? No, I woke up like 2 days ago and I was like, damn, I feel it. I'm sick. I'm sick. It happened.
Well, let me tell you, when you have children and once they start school, be ready to be sick all the time. No matter
I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like being sick. I don't like feeling like
100%.
I do not like it. I hate it. But
yeah.
I've been taking what's this stuff, like homeopathic medicine. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, I don't even tell my dad because my dad's like, well, you got to get on antibiotics. I'm like, no way. I don't want antibiotics. I just want to, like, I don't touch that stuff. So I just take, you know, hopefully... I'll keep this medicine, I'll do something. And then I have this grand idea that I'll sweat it out. So I'll work out tonight and then I'll just sweat it out of my system. So let's see what happens.
Yeah, well, let us know how that goes.
I will. I'll keep you posted. I'll tweet something saying how I'm doing the next day tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, I hope you feel better. I mean, nobody likes being sick. And definitely we don't like taking a lot of medications. At least I don't. So,
no,
although my life revolves around it now.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, I'm hoping you'll feel better. And, you know, I don't know. Do you do anything physical to make yourself feel better?
I can't. I have fibromyalgia, and I have rheumatoid arthritis, and I have several other things. And so with fibromyalgia, it's the complete opposite because my brother was always telling me, work out, because he works out all the time. Work out. You'll feel good. Get your bones moving.
Right.
Get your muscles moving. But that's the opposite for people with fibro. If you do too much, even if you feel like you're having a good day with less pain, you're going to end up in that bed for at least a week with a lot more pain if you press.
What about swimming? Can you swim?
You know what? I don't know. Nobody's ever said anything about that.
My dad's a pain specialist. My dad and my brother, they deal with people who have arthritis, and I'm sure fibromyalgia, however you pronounce it, but
yes.
They deal with people with chronic pain.
Mm-hmm.
And he says the best thing to do, best exercise for anything, is to swim. You don't impact any of your joints. You know, the water's a very safe place. you won't put a lot of strain. You're not really overstraining anything. So,
right.
I don't know. Maybe, maybe ask your doctor.
Yeah, I have a rheumatoid appointment coming up, so I'll ask the doctor because nobody's ever mentioned that before. And
well, there you go. Maybe I have the solution to everything.
There you go.
I hope so.
Where were you 2.5 years ago?
I'm sorry, Pam. I'm sorry. They should have brought me on all my children then. What were they thinking? Yeah. Or was that when I was brought on? Has it been 2.5 years?
It's been. It's like I seen somebody tweet the other day. It's been 17 months since it's been gone. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's been forever. But it actually feels like yesterday since watching the first episode of All My Children Now. You know,
oh,
it just
great.
Brings everything back, and you know,
but
and it helps
why.
People like me, the people that
tell
are housebound most of the time.
What's that, David? What's that?
Pam, tell him why it feels like yesterday for you.
Why?
Remember what you said? You didn't watch the last 2 weeks?
Oh, no, I didn't. I did not watch the last few weeks of All My Children and One Life to Live because it was too hard. I was too depressed. I'd watch an episode and break down crying. I did see the last episode of One Life to Live because I went to the viewing party that they had here in Chicago. And that morning, Erica Slezak was on, I believe, The View, and I started watching a few minutes of it and just started bawling, and I couldn't. I had to shut it off.
There you go. That's a real fan. That's incredible. That goes to show the kind of, that's crazy. The kind of impact the show has is unbelievable.
And as soap fans, we follow you to, you know, other projects as well. You know, once we fall in love with you guys, then that's it. You're on to another project. Like you just said, you're doing The Glades.
The Glades. It's a good show. I'm not going to say anything now, but I did another show. I'm not going to say, I'll announce it if it happens. You know how these pilots are. But, and hopefully I'll be doing All My Children as well. So, you know, I want to, my hope and my dream is to keep working as an actor, do great work as an actor, and be able to support my family in doing it. That's really all that I want. You know, I really am very satisfied that way. The Glades, I play, you know, done a couple episodes. I think it's going to come out in June. And then just continue, and then hopefully this other show gets paid, and it also shoots down here, and it's for a good, great channel, and then just continue doing All My Children. You know, that's really what I want to do. So,
well, now that I have Hulu, maybe I can find The Glades on there because now I have to watch it because you're on there. See what I mean?
I think you can. I think you can too. Thank you. I think you can. I know it's on Netflix, but I think you can see it on Hulu.
Yes, I just found it. It is. Yay!
Great. Yeah, there you go. There you go. It is incredible. I love it. But Hulu, Netflix, it's all good.
Hulu is something.
Isn't that cool? They even have movies on Hulu. I didn't even know that until recently. They have movies. ESPN has an app. You can watch ESPN online. I think amazing.
The only thing I'd watch as far as sports go would be hockey because I'm a big hockey fan, but other than that, I don't really watch sports, so I guess I could tell my husband about that app.
And what's your secret? What's your team for hockey?
Oh, gosh, Blackhawks. Hello, I'm from Chicago.
Hello. Yeah, there you go. Well, I'll make sure to tell Torsten that you're a Blackhawks fan because I know he loves the Wings,
Red Wings.
Red Wings?
Oh, my God. He's obsessed with these guys. I don't know if you knew that, but, yeah, Torsten's like, that's his thing.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you're going
to
have to tell him to get on my show, and we'll discuss it. We won't even have to discuss his career.
You got to talk to Pam because she's not having it with the Red Wings.
Right.
Oh, you guys are
You can let him know that the Blackhawks won the President's Trophy because they were so good this year, and they are playing tonight.
I can't wait to tell him that. I can't wait. I can't wait to see him. Hey, did you know that the Blackhawks won the President's Trophy? I didn't see the Red Wings on that list, buddy.
No.
It's too bad. I'm sorry to hear that, Torsten. Yeah. I'll see you around.
Yep. The playoffs start tonight, so Chicago's going to be playing Minnesota, and that starts at... Oh, actually, it starts soon. So by the time...
But Boston's doing
it, too,
actually, right?
It started... Oh, it's starting now. Hey.
Well, there you go.
But you know what?
That's not a segue to end our conversation. Yeah. there it is. Well, Joey, I got to go. I got to go and watch my team.
Yeah. It's funny because I have two Yorkies, and my female Yorkie is always with me, and she knows as soon as she hears the Blackhawks music start.
Are you serious?
She starts shaking because she knows that I'm going to be yelling at the screen whether it's good or bad.
I love it. I love it. That's great. Look at you. Look at Pam. Yelling at the TV.
I do.
Good for you.
It's not just soaps that you yell at, you know?
I know it. We yell it.
And
you
I have...
Are you into Blackhawks, too?
No, I'm not really into hockey that much. My family's baseball.
Oh, there you go. What's your team?
Yeah. Yankees.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Well, I actually saw something on the Yankees today on ES. I think Behind the Lines on ESPN was interviewing this guy Bosch, who actually my family knows his dad, and he's the guy who supposedly supplied Alex Rodriguez with PEDs. So that guy, I don't know. I hope they figure all that out. He's playing, right? Is Alex playing right now?
I think. I'm not sure.
Okay.
You're not dedicated, are you, David?
Yeah.
My nephew is 100%. He eats, sleeps, drinks, you name it, Yankees.
Baseball.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, he is. And I try to follow him the best way I can.
Right. Right.
Well, how about you, Jordy? Are you into sports at all?
Heat. Miami Heat. I'm a huge Heat fan.
Is that basketball?
I got the privilege to go to a game about 2 weeks ago. My wife gave me a pass because she knew how bad I really wanted to go see a Heat game. And it's awesome. It's so awesome. I love it. I like all sports. I really appreciate just athleticism and I haven't gotten into hockey, Pam. I have to tell you, I watched some things, and I hate to disappoint you. I haven't gotten into it. I didn't grow up around it, so, and I think it's something you grow up around.
Put it this way: a boyfriend got me interested in it because he was into hockey and he played hockey.
Go.
So there, that's why. Okay, I
there
spilled the beans.
So there it is. It's the boyfriend. Wow. How does your husband feel about that? Oof. Watch out.
He's okay with it because that boyfriend's
okay
long gone.
There you go.
But hockey's there still around.
Right.
Yeah. Well, we've kept you an hour, and I think that you probably want to get back to the baby because she's going to be going night-night pretty soon, and you know you have to give her kisses and hugs.
Do you
sing to her?
In the best way possible. Oh, man, I make up the silliest, stupidest songs ever, ever. Like, if she hasn't gone to the bathroom in, like, a day, my wife and I are making up poopy songs. I'm, like, singing to her butt. I'm ridiculous. I'm stupid. I'm stupid in public. And my wife's looking at me and she's like, you ridiculous. And I'm like, you know what? I don't care. And I look around and be like, Daddy doesn't care. Daddy doesn't care. You know? I don't. I'm an idiot. Screw it. I don't care.
Well, with all the paparazzi around, you better watch out. That could end up on YouTube.
Listen, I bring it. Bring it, paparazzi. Bring it. Bring the silly dad into it. I love it.
Yeah. Or even just a fan in Target or something, you'll be doing that. And they can just use their phone.
Jordy was singing to this baby's butt. It was the weirdest thing. Weird. Yeah. No, that's me. That's me in a nutshell. That's the stage of life that I'm in right now. So
that it's wonderful. I'm so happy to hear that, because that is pure joy for you. And
it is. It's
you have to take it all in.
You brought me so many blessings. I'm very, very happy.
This is wonderful, and God bless her and both you and your wife and your family.
Same to you, Pam. God bless you.
You're welcome.
Thank you guys for all your support and all my children, and for our crowdfunding Perfect Day on Indiegogo. Really appreciate it.
And follow at Paos Revolution, and that's P-A-O-S, Revolution. I always want to write Paso. But it's
Paos. It's just so backwards.
It's so gimmick.
It's so backwards. Revolution.
Yeah.
And again, I'm very thankful for the fans and keeping me working and keeping me passionate about my work. So, I've told everyone that I've written, they're going to be really proud of this once this gets on the air, and continue watching all my children.
Definitely. You know you have fans for life here, so.
Thank you, Pam. Thank you, David.
You're welcome. You have a good night.
You too, guys. Take care.
Take care.
Thanks so much. Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, David, that was very different, but I thoroughly enjoyed myself.
I did too.
I mean,
I liked it.
You know?
I had all these questions. Here we were writing about it. If we had questions, and then we came up with four each, and then it just takes on a world all of its own.
Right. But he's so fun to talk to. I love his honesty. I love his passion. I mean, whether it be for acting, for his family, or for his projects, he has such strong dedication and strong passion. You can't help but love the guy.
No, you can't.
You know.
He was, I got to tell you, when he first came on the screen, I sensed he was going to go places.
Mm-hmm.
And he was barely 20 years old then.
So that was probably one of his first jobs, because he says he left home at 18, I would imagine, to pursue acting at that time.
Yeah.
So, and was that Guiding Light then, right?
That was Guiding Light, yeah.
Wow, and we didn't even really get to talk about it.
No, we didn't get a chance to talk about it.
Well, we will definitely have him back at a later date, and I'd love to talk to him about Guiding Light and All My Children, but also The Glades, because I am going to watch that, and any other projects that he comes up with, and hopefully the pilot that he went for will happen. There's a lot of times these pilots don't take off, and I just don't understand that. These days, these shows are not really given a big chance to see if they're going to take, you know?
I know it. It takes a person who has patience, who has a heart, and determination to see the project through.
Right. Exactly. But the thing is, they'll put on a show. There was one I was watching, and they aired maybe, I want to say it was 3 episodes or 4 episodes or something like that, and they canceled it. Well, how are they going to know if it's successful or not unless they air it for at least, 16 episodes or something? I don't know what the span is nowadays, or give it a chance. My gosh, you pulled a plug because it had low viewership for one day or something. That's crazy.
What do they call that? What do they do when they put you in the test? It was probably one of those test.
Oh, of course. Yeah, of course.
You know what they call that?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Name escaped me.
Yeah, me too. Right now. But, see, that's why when a movie comes out, I do not listen to the critics. I do not listen. Well, it's not that I don't listen. I listen to what people have to say, whether it be critics or people on social media or my own family and friends that have seen a movie and, listen to what they have to say, either it was good, bad, or ugly. I then, if I really want to see that movie, I'm going to go watch it, and I don't care if it has bad reviews. And the majority of the time, when a critic gives, or many critics give, something a bad review, I end up liking it.
That's true. I wonder if that's their purpose.
I don't know.
If they
just
say, if that'll drive more people to the movie,
maybe.
Deep down, he really liked it. And he's not saying.
Right. you don't know. Maybe it's reverse psychology.
Yeah.
That's funny. Well, I guess we want to thank everybody for joining us today with this very interesting chat, because it definitely was not an interview. It was a life in the day of Jordi Villasuso is more like it. And I hope you will join us again on May 2nd at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. We will have the one and only Jerry Verdorn, and I cannot wait to chat with him. How about you?
I can't wait either. I am so excited for him. I mean, he's been on. I caught him in 79 when he started on Guiding Light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's quite some time. I didn't know who he was or anything until he came on to One Life to Live as Clint. And I've loved him ever since. I think he's a phenomenal actor.
He is. Oh, yeah, he definitely is. I mean, I swear, he's one of those actors I see that, what do they call it? How do I put it? When he's in the room doing something, he takes no prisoners. That's
mm-hmm,
all.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
He has presence.
It's that presence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's definitely a standout, and you can't help but notice who he is and what he's doing and want to know more about him. So, and he's very much into helping people as well. He has charities for cancer, and we'll discuss that with him as well as One Life to Live and every other thing that can come up. So
yeah,
if you're going to call in to speak with Jerry, please do so. The phone number is 1-718-506-1540 and press 1. He loves to speak with his fans. So please, please call in. Don't be shy. They're very down to earth. I think I haven't spoken to one person yet that has not been down to earth and wants to take phone calls, like Jo Larson last night. If she had time, she would have taken every single phone call we had. And believe me, we had well over 30 calls on hold.
She's taken more tonight. You know, she's on another show tonight, Block Talk show tonight. I think she's on Stardish. I think
mm-hmm.
that's what it was.
Okay. Well, thanks again, everybody, for joining me and David. And thank you, David, for co-hosting with me again. And we'll be back on May 2nd with Jerry Verdorn. And everybody, enjoy the rest of their night. Keep watching All My Children and One Life to Live on Hulu and iTunes. I've also placed those shows on my website, take2radio.com. There's a link there that says All My Children, One Life to Live, Hulu, iTunes. And if you hover over it, there will be two things that will come down. One will say All My Children episodes, and the other one will say One Life to Live episodes. If you click on there, you can watch yesterday's and today's episodes that they've aired, and I'll update that daily. So if you want to find, you know, watch them all at one time, all in one spot, you can do it there. And previous podcasts are on there, upcoming guests, fan pictures. Sabina just went to a day's event, and she's going to write about it and as well as give us some more pictures. And I'll be posting that on the website. David has something on there. Yours was a General Hospital. No, you didn't give me yours yet. I just thought about that now.
I'm still working on it.
Get on it, David. That was a General Hospital event that he went to. But there's other ones on there. So if you've met anybody in person, no matter what the celebrity is, it doesn't have to be a soap person, and you want to write a little blog about it and give us some pictures, we'll gladly put it on the website for you. You can also listen to the previous shows on iTunes and follow us on Blog Talk Radio, and they'll send you an email each and every time we schedule a guest. Follow us on Twitter at Take Two Radio, and that's all with the number two. Follow David and Sabina at Take Two Radio Crew. And with that, I'm going to say good night, God bless, and we'll talk to you again soon. Good night, David.
Good night, Pam. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.